This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 11, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Item 4 on today's agenda, draft legislative recommendations for 2014. Mr. Dwayne Pugh. Dwayne, welcome. From the Office of Congressional Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs here at the Federal Election Commission. Mr. Pugh, do you want to summarize or give a presentation?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. The draft legislative recommendations for 2014 before you today reflect input from all of the commissioners and staff throughout the agency. The seven recommendations for consideration today are electronic filing of Senate reports, electronic filing of electioneering communication reports, authority to create SES positions, fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority, making permanent the administrative fines program for reporting violations, increase in index for inflation, certain registration and reporting thresholds, and authority to accept gifts. We have one edit to the agenda document. On page 4 in the SES recommendation, we suggest adding the Inspector General to follow the Chief Financial Officer and changing 10 to 11 in the next sentence, which is in the third paragraph of the explanation.
Dwayne, what page is that?
That's page 4.
Page 4.
The SES recommendation.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then the section marked explanation, the third paragraph there. So we recommend that the Commission approve these legislative recommendations as amended, so that we may provide them to Congress and the administration, including specifically our oversight committees, the Committee on House Administration in the House, and the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration, and our appropriation subcommittees and our OMB contacts. I'd like to thank the commissioners and the staff of the agency for their input into this year's recommendations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Mr. Pugh? Commissioner Weintraub.
Not a question for Mr. Pugh, but comment on the legislative recommendations. I wanted to just say a few words about some that are in here and some that aren't. There are many, many things that this group of six people disagree on, so it's nice to find something that we agree on. And one of the things that we all agree on and have agreed on for years is the really critical need for the law to be changed to allow for electronic filing of Senate reports. There is no good reason not to do that. There's no counter argument. There's no countervailing concern on the other side. There aren't First Amendment concerns. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and it's really just a waste of taxpayer money compensating for the fact that we don't get these reports in electronic form. And yes, we're going to have a better contract next year. It'll be more efficient, but we're still going to be spending taxpayer money that we don't need to spend and wouldn't need to spend if the Senate would just adopt electronic filing. Apparently, campaign finance provisions are not completely off the table in Congress, and it saddens me that in that vast cromnibus, they couldn't find a little bit of room to adopt electronic filing of Senate reports, which really would be a complete benefit, and there is no downside to it. I also want to put in a personal pitch and appeal to our friends on the Hill on the SES. We, as everybody knows, struggle to fill our high-level positions when they become vacant, and one of the reasons for that is that our salaries are not competitive. These are challenging jobs, these are demanding jobs, they're time-consuming jobs, and we can't pay our staff at the same level as people doing comparable jobs, even in other government agencies, no less in the private sector. And I'm glad that we can all agree on making this recommendation, and I really wish that the Senate and the House would give serious consideration to it. I think it would really help us run our agency better. There are a couple of other things that I had hoped might be on the list that that didn't make the cut this year, and sometimes it was just a drafting issue that we couldn't quite agree on the language. But I will make my own personal appeal as a commissioner for the Congress to consider a couple of issues. The personal use restrictions really need to be broadened and strengthened. We now have these huge committees out there, super PACs, hybrid PACs, that are raising millions and millions of dollars, and there are very few rules in place as to how they can spend that money. It's a we've seen this in we're seeing increasing evidence of misconduct with campaign funds, even in indirect campaign committees. But these committees are really not they're less accountable. They're not controlled necessarily by people who have who run for office and have reputational interests in ensuring that everything is being done on the up and up. And it's a vast temptation to have all that money sitting there and very few rules on what it can be used for. So I think, again, this is an issue where there's no countervailing argument. There is no good reason why anybody should be permitted to make personal use of any money in any political account. And it would be, we may agree or disagree on the scope of the current provisions, but I think it would be a benefit to all to strengthen those provisions so it would be indisputable that no one's allowed to make personal use of those funds. And I'll make a final personal pitch on strengthening protections against coercion. Now that there are more actors who are empowered to engage in political activities, it raises complicated issues of who speaks for those organizations and who will be asked to engage in political activities, particularly when you're in an employment situation and your boss, wants to engage in wants everybody on board and to be engaging in political activities. The potential there there is enhanced potential for coercion, and every individual ought to have the right, free and clear, to make their own decisions about what political activity they want to engage in. And the law ought to be very, very explicit that no one can use any kind of coercion to try and get someone to engage in political activities that may not reflect their own views. It's every individual's right to make those decisions for themselves. And I would really urge and recommend the folks on the Hill to take a serious look at that issue and to protect the American people and to protect their political rights in that way. Having said all of that, I will be happy to support this group of legislative recommendations.
Any other comments or questions of any commissioner? Let me just note for the record. One recommendation that is leaving our list this year, and that is the personal use of leadership PACs. And the absence of it in this year's recommendations does not indicate a disagreement that leadership PAC funds should not be used for personal use. It does, however, reflect a disagreement that has emerged over what the law currently provides. And I just do not want the Federal Election Commission or any commissioner to be mistaken for supporting personal use of political action committee funds. But the reason it is not here this year is because some commissioners have decided that the law currently can be interpreted to prohibit it. Some adhere to the older interpretation and the past interpretation of the commission that the law did not expressly prohibit it and it would require legislative action. But I want to be on record saying that I do oppose personal use of leadership political action funds, and I believe there ought to be some legislative action there. Yes, ma'am.
And I very much appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. And, my own view on that is that whether we read the current law narrowly or expansively, that if we can't get to four votes, we can't get to four votes. So I would be very happy to see the law made more expansive and more explicit in these areas so that there would be no debate about that. It would just be indisputable that it's banned. And as I said, it's an issue not only in leadership PACs, but I think we're going to see this as an emerging issue in the super PACs and the hybrid PACs and all these other groups that are out there.
Okay. Any other questions or comments regarding this? Okay, shall we go to a motion?
With respect to the 2014 legislative recommendations, I move that the Commission approve agenda document number 14-63A, subject to making the changes discussed at the table.
Any motion is on the floor. Is there any further debate regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0.